you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about how to create content when you're not feeling inspired. So the first thing that I like to do is turn the focus away from me and turn it on to the person I'm creating the content for. Because when I'm not feeling inspired, I notice that a lot of the thoughts are about me. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what I should talk about. I don't know if this is going to be good enough. But when I start to think about the person that's listening, I then start to get inspired. So I like to ask myself, what do I want to share with this person today? What does this person need to hear? What could help this person? I also like to think about how I feel when I'm consuming content. Like, I have favorite podcasts. And so I get so excited to wake up and listen. And sometimes I even re-listen and I go back to old episodes and I'm so excited to listen to that podcast. And then I think about the person that is so excited to hear my podcast, that loves my podcast, that goes back and listens, that gets excited to listen every time there's a new episode. And so that really helps me to connect to the person that I'm creating this for, which helps create me feeling inspired to create the content. The other thing that I really like to do is just make it very simple. Like, what's something I could talk about that maybe I've talked about before, but I could use a different example or could say it in a different way? What's something I'm really passionate about, and how can I talk about that so that it's something that's really easy and natural for me to say? And then the last thing I like to do is know that I always have something to talk about, because here's what I know. If someone were to come up to me, they were like, "Hey, what are your thoughts on this?" I would never just be like, "Oh, I don't know. I don't have nothing good to say. I would just be answering their question." And so I really like to give myself really great questions, like, what do I think about commitment? How could I help someone with their time? What's the easiest thing someone could do to get started? And then I can just create content based off of my answer to those questions. Your brain always has a good reason as to why it's not taking action toward your goals. It actually wants to keep you alive, which means it has come up with these strategies to actually make that happen. But unfortunately, those same strategies don't work for changing, creating something new, or achieving your goal. So if you want to learn about the strategies that your brain is actually using right now, then you want to get instant access to this video, because we're going to talk about what is your brain naturally wired to do, how it's not really working for you, and how you can actually start to change that and improve it and make progress so that your brain is more wired to help you take action and achieve your goals. Go to successbykayla.com to sign up and get instant access to that video. And then you're also going to be on my email list. So get ready for some really great emails that are going to help you take action toward your goals now.